Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask you. Grant that in your glory, we may sit one at your right and the other at your left. This request from the sons of Zebedee will always surprise us. How could James and John, whom the Lord called to the humility of his way of the cross, address such a request? How would they like to obtain the best places in the kingdom of God? That is for them when Jesus will take the head of an army, when he will liberate the country from the occupier, and when he will restore the old kingdom of David, called the kingdom of God. As we can see, the comparison, the rivalry, the quest of power quickly generate disputes, discomfort, and confusion in a group. Jesus therefore summons all the disciples and make them see that they have understood nothing of his teaching. They have understood nothing of his own testimony. In reality, it will have taken for the disciples until the resurrection to clearly understand all the messages of Jesus Christ. So, brothers and sisters, this story makes us think that, in fact, all human beings seek to be ranked first. The most basic drive is to raise and be up of everybody. Our society has no problem to stir up this desire until the frenzy. It loves and adulates the first, the strongest, the richest, the most beautiful, the winners, the fighters. Who do we not do to get to the first places? What do we not do? What do we not do to eliminate the weak member, to fire him? We do this because we still believe that what makes a person great, what makes a person first, what makes a person a leader in our contemporary world is wealth, power, authority, and prestige. And how does such a person act, behave? He behaves as if the whole world is beholden to him, revolves around him. So, faced with this need of human nature, Jesus responds. Jesus responds by recalling a basic teaching that we have so much trouble implementing. No more than money. Authority is not bad in itself. But for Jesus, the situation of responsibility is not primarily for a domination, but only for a service. Those who are great before God are not those who are served, but those who serve. Those who will to be in the right places are not those who are content with dreaming of that, but are those who will imitate Jesus by drinking the cup of trials like him and becoming a servant like him. Brothers and sisters, let us say it. It is not easy to serve selflessly. In the self-abnegation, even in suffering in the face of ingratitude or aggressions. How many people say they serve others and they are not, or they do it a little? The political parties say they serve the citizens. Do they always? The trade unions claim to be at the service of the workers. The doctors want to serve the sick. Teachers also define themselves as serving students. Parents serving children. Parish priests serving parishioners. But unfortunately, we all know that there are sometimes some slippage, some burrs. So let us always be conscious that Jesus taught the contrary of the world's understanding of power, authority, and position. He taught about it by reversing the order of master and servant, lord and subject, first and last. He wedded authority with love, position with sacrifice. He wedded service with humility. For him, authority without love is overbearing and slavish. Position without respect and concern to the subordinate is demeaning and rude. And service without generosity and sacrifice is cheap and unkind. That means, in reality, those who wish to serve with the Lord Jesus and to exercise authority in God's kingdom must be well prepared to sacrifice not just some of their time, money, or resources, but their whole lives and all that they possess for the sake of their family and their commitment for a better world. In this gospel, Jesus used stark language to explain what kind of sacrifice he had in mind. His disciples must drink his cup, and they will drink the cup of Jesus if they expect to reign with him in his kingdom. The cup he had in mind for them was a bitter one involving crucifixion. So what kind of cup does the Lord have in mind for us? For some disciples, such a cup entails physical suffering. But for many, it entails daily sacrifices, disappointments, setbacks, struggles, and temptations for a while. But whatever the cup we have to share with him is, we have to be faithful and confident. Faithful and confident. So let us welcome the message of this Sunday and retain that our distinguishing feature as disciples of Jesus is to stay a being of humility and service while we make the effort of offering with our work a service of human quality and professional competence imbued with a profound Christian attitude of service. So, no matter the first place or not, what matters is to be where God the Father wants us and to act. It is enough that we trust God the Father and put all our energy to serve. Finally, let us endorse these words from Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta. She said, "The fruit of silence is prayer. The fruit of prayer is faith. The fruit of faith is service. The fruit of faith," she said, "is love. The fruit of love is service. Service, and the fruit of service is peace." Amen.